from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick in Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Friday. All right, Rob, let's get back to talking about Tua. You have the guaranteed numbers. I still haven't seen them. I obviously trust your numbers. They have not come across my timeline. Tua has signed a 4-year, $212.4 million contract. It is the highest yearly average on a 4-year extension in the history of the National Football League. Now, I understand the importance of paying your quarterback. I understand that some positions, and more specifically that position, they're going to make the big bucks. It's the most important. It is a have versus have not league. And if you do not have a starting quarterback, you do not have a serious and realistic chance of competing at the highest level in the National Football League. None of that is lost on me. But, and you know there's always a but, I just don't understand how the economics of this are going to work in the sport where you continue to pay the 14th, 15th best player at his position like he's the third best player in his position. I mean, right now, the only two quarterbacks who make a higher yearly average than Tua are Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow. The top five are Jared Goff, who just got paid this offseason, Justin Herbert, who got paid last year, Burrow, who got paid last year. I mean, I understand the market has been set. When the next quarterback comes up, this is what it costs. So when Dak Prescott is negotiating for his deal, I mean, this is what the market says that I'm worth. Maybe you guys disagree, but trust me, somebody else would give Dak Prescott $55 million, $53 million. It just, in such a short period of time, you even look at the Watson contract. I mean, you look at Deshaun Watson's deal. It's not that bad anymore. You remember when Deshaun Watson signed that deal, it was like the worst thing that could ever happen in the National Football League. There's eight quarterbacks now that make more than Deshaun Watson. He is heading into year three of his time with the Cleveland Browns. It's just, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. I wonder for a league that is so cap conscious, and we talk about dead cap and carryover, like, we understand the salary cap. What is the rationale? What is the logic of paying the 14th best quarterback in the NFL like he's the third best quarterback in the league? And how does that help you build a roster that you can ultimately win a championship with? Maybe that's not Miami's goal. Maybe Miami's goal is to be relevant. Hey, we're gonna compete every year. People are gonna come and get season tickets, and maybe that's their plan. But paying Tua, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It does not, in my opinion, help you win a championship, which I thought was the purpose of what we were all doing.
I mean, when you look at the latest wave of quarterback contracts, which is the 2020 draft, because they've all about to enter year four, and we know how this happens. They get paid out. Joe Burrow got 5 years, 275. Justin Herbert got 5 years, 262. Jalen Hurts, 5 years, 255. Tua, it's basically a four-year deal, 212 with 164 guaranteed. Jordan Love, about to get paid. Like, for better or worse, this is the quarterback market. Because we can argue about Jalen Hurts. Outside of one great season, he's been just okay. He's making a ton of money. Trevor Lawrence, we talked about him. I know he's 2021 draft class, just got paid. Justin Herbert, there are people on the text line to this day that will tell you Justin Herbert's wildly overrated. He got a massive contract. I think this is just, if you play quarterback in the league, you're going to get paid. You know how we joke all the time that, hey, if you're a left-handed pitcher or you just play basketball, you're going to get a nice fat contract? If you play quarterback in the National Football League at an average or above average level, you are about to make life-changing, monumental money. It is just the market rate. It sucks, and we can discuss that the market rate's unfair because quarterback's a broken position right now with how much they get paid, but this is just the going rate. And you and I both know if Tua had hit free agency, he would get a bigger number in free agency because that's just the cost of quarterback.
And that part I completely understand. But then I wonder a couple of things. If you're Josh Allen and you're the 12th highest paid quarterback in the National Football League, why are you not right now renegotiating your deal that you can get a raise? Right now. Hold on. You're telling I'm Josh Allen. You're telling me that Tua makes $10 million more dollars this season than I do? When we beat his team, we make the playoffs. I've won playoff games. I've won at home. I've won on the road. Why is Tua making $10 million more than I am? And I just also wonder. Now, it's a little bit different. There's fewer players, etc. But we see teams just say no in the NBA, right? Like, the Mavericks had a chance to pay Jalen Brunson. They said no. No, we're not going to do it. We've seen other examples.
Hold on, though. We don't see them say no to the megastars. They say no to that second tier a lot. But name the big money guys. They are all people you don't say no to.
And those are the guys that you should pay. I'm saying right now in the NFL, they say yes to the megastars. They say yes to the tier two guys. And they say yes to the tier three guys. They say yes to everybody. right now, quarterback contracts in the league, there are three kinds of quarterback contracts. There are, you got paid like a franchise quarterback. There is then that number two where, hey, we thought you were a franchise quarterback. We were wrong that you were a franchise quarterback, but we also can't pay you peanuts either because some team will just overpay, so we want to be the team that overpays for you. Or you're a rookie. That's it. I guess you could say it's the Gardner Minshew deal. Like, there's very few of those kind of deals. Hey, we think you're a backup, but we got to have you start for this upcoming season. So, sure, here, we'll pay you. But we can't take those teams seriously as well. I mean, Rob, I'm looking at it right now in the NFL. The top 16 quarterbacks in the league. I guess you have to add 17 because Rodgers and Carr both make the same amount. I mean, the average salary right now for quarterback in the NFL on a yearly basis is $37.5 million. That's the average. The top 16 quarterbacks in the league, that's how much they make. $37.5 million. So then when Daniel Jones' contract comes up and he gets paid $40 million, you're like, man, $40 million really ain't that bad. I mean, he's kind of around the middle. So we'll pay him around the middle. Maybe I am just being naive in how these contracts work, and I can live with that. I just, for a business that would never do this at any other position and is adamantly against paying almost every other position when the market tells you at its worth, you got a wide receiver who is actually the best wide receiver in the league. No, we can't pay that guy. No. But you will then run to pay Kirk Cousins and make him the 10th highest paid player in the National Football League? I understand positional value. I get all that. I don't need to be lectured on that text line. I understand it. But it explains sometimes the football that we watch on Sunday. It all makes sense.
Let me ask you this, because I don't disagree with you conceptually, but you are right now outspoken about the fact that you shouldn't be paying mid-tier quarterbacks massive money. Do you know what quarterback contract is looming? Brock Purdy.
Yeah, and he's going to get paid $50 million.
Let's say you were John Lynch. Put your Niners hat on. You have Brock Purdy. You have him coming up for a contract.
I think you have to pay him.
Would you pay him before Tua? Because I think Tua and Brock Purdy are eerily similar.
I agree.
So if you're anti-Tua getting 212, outside of playoff wins, you have to be anti-Brock for getting 212, right? And I know playoff wins matter, but it's not like they were winning because Brock was Patrick Mahomes. He was just game manager.
No, that is a great point. I think what would change the lens for me with Brock Purdy is, for all the praise that we heap on Kyle Shanahan, his system only works really with a few guys, right? Like, we've seen him try it with different guys, and it hasn't worked. It works with Brock Purdy for whatever reason. It just works. Now, is it going to work when you got to change the salary cap and you have to do different things with your roster? Don't have an answer to that. But it just seems to work with Brock Purdy in a way that I wouldn't upset the apple cart and I would pay him. I'm not going to say I would feel good about paying Brock Purdy $58 million next year whenever his deal comes up. But, I mean, we are not that far off from, hey, if you want a halfway capable quarterback in the National Football League, it costs at least $45 million a year. Like, that is just the going rate for it. And my biggest thing will just continue to be is, to me, too many teams are just worried about what the alternative is. Like, we hear this all the time. Well, if you don't have Tua, you'll just have Skylar Thompson. No, you could just get somebody else. Like, if you're the Dolphins, is there a really big difference in giving Tua this $53 million, and if you had signed Gardner Minshew to a contract this year, and then you had all of that available space to go out there and do other things with your roster, are you in a better spot if you're Miami and you did that? Like, look at what Gardner Minshew got this past offseason. Like, let's just say that the Dolphins made the determination back in March that they were going to trade Tua to another team, and they were going to take the first round pick or whatever they would have got from Tua. The Raiders got Gardner Minshew for 2 years, $25 million. Gardner Minshew has shown he's a capable starter. If you gave him a top five run game the way that the Dolphins do, if you gave him Tyreek Hill and you gave him Jaylen Waddle, is Miami drastically different than where they are now? And now you've got $40 million that maybe you could have had Calvin Ridley be your third wide receiver on a team, and you could have given Gardner Minshew the best wide receiver room in the National Football League. Maybe you could have gone out there and spent a little money on pass rush, and you would have been in a position to maybe offer Chris Jones, hey, if you hit free agency, we are going to make you the highest paid defensive player in the National Football League. Are the Dolphins better off if that's what they do? We can play the what if game, but I do wonder if one day a team is going to come to that conclusion. Hey, let's just sign Derek Carr for $35 million and let's spend this $25 million, this extra amount of money that we have, and be a major player in free agency and try it that way.
Aren't the Seahawks doing that right now? The Seahawks have three great receivers, a running back me and you think is very good, a strong defense. I know they're going through it. They said a coaching change, but they had a coach we thought highly of, and they said, screw it. We're going to be cheap at quarterback. Geno's our guy. And I'm not saying Geno is better than Tua. Tua is better than Geno, but isn't Geno, before his contract extension, the example of we cheaped it up, and then we tried to spread the wealth. And what happened with all that wealth spreading? They were in the wild card game one year and lost to the Niners on the road. And then the ensuing season did nothing. Zip, zilch, nada. Isn't the Seahawks the closest comparison we have to trying your spread the wealth system?
Yeah. I mean, I guess the closest.
They lost the same round the Dolphins did. The exact. No, on the road, wild card, Saturday night, loss.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.